In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Apostle St. Paul, who gloried in being a follower of Christ, said, "The world is crucified to me, and I to the world. As I am a person crucified to the world, an object of its scoffs and injustice, so the world is to me an object of contempt and abomination. It is necessary to be convinced that if we do not trample on the world will trample on our souls. What is the world after all and all its goods? St. John writes that all that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. To what are all the goods of this earth finally reduced? Riches, which are but dung, to honors, which are only smoke, and to carnal pleasures. But what shall all these profit us if we lose our souls?" St. Matthew puts it in these terms. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? He that loves God and wishes to save his soul must despise the world in all human respect. And to do this, one must do violence to himself. Take St. Mary Magdalene. She had to do great violence to herself in order to overcome human respect and the murmurings and scoffs of the world, when in the presence of so many persons, she cast herself at the feet of Jesus Christ to wash these feet with her tears and then dry them with her hair. But it was thus that she became a saint and merited from Jesus Christ the pardon of her sins and praise for this great love. Many sins are forgiven her because she hath loved much. The words of our Lord himself. Another saint, St. Francis Borgia, one day carried to certain prisoners a vessel of broth under his cloak, and he then met his son mounted on a fine horse accompanied by noblemen. The saint began to feel ashamed to show what he carried under his cloak. But what did he do to conquer human respect? He took the vessel of broth, placed it on his head, and thus showed his contempt for the world. Jesus Christ, our head and master, when nailed to the cross, was mocked by the soldiers. "If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." And then by the priests, who said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." But he remained firm on the cross. He cheerfully died upon it, and he thus conquered the world. "I give thanks to God," says St. Jerome, "that I am worthy to be hated by the world." The saint returns thanks to God for having made him worthy of the hatred of the world. Jesus Christ pronounced his disciples blessed when they should be hated by men. Christians, let us rejoice. If worldlings curse and upbraid us, God at the same time praises and blesses us. Is it not enough for us to be praised by God and by the Queen of Heaven, by all the angels and saints, and by just men? Let worldlings say what they wish, but let us continue to please God, who will give us in the next life a reward proportioned to the violence we shall have done to ourselves in despising the contradictions of men. Each one of you should figure to himself that there is no one in the world but himself and God. When the wicked treat us with contempt, let us recommend to God these blind and miserable men who run the road to perdition. And let us thank the Lord for giving to us the light which he refuses to them. Let us continue in our own way. To obtain all, it is necessary to conquer. To overcome human respect, it is necessary to fix our hearts in the holy resolution of preferring the grace of God to all the goods and favors of this world. And to say with St. Paul, "Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Jesus Christ exhorts us not to be afraid of those who can take away the life of the body, but to fear him only who can condemn the soul and body to hell. We wish either to follow God or the world. If we wish to follow God, we must give up the world. How long do you halt between two sides, says Elias to the people in the Old Testament. If the Lord be God, follow him. You cannot serve God and the world. He that seeks to please men cannot please God. And the true servants of God rejoice to see themselves despised and maltreated for the sake of Jesus Christ. The holy apostles, we read in the Acts of the Apostles, went from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were accounted worthy to suffer reproach for the name of Jesus. Moses could have prevented the anger of Pharaoh by not contradicting the current report that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But he denied that he was her son, preferring, as St. Paul says, the opprobrium of Christ to all the riches of the world, choosing rather to be afflicted with the people of God, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure of the Egyptians. Men, indeed, will regard us as fools and turn us into derision, but on the day of judgment, they shall acknowledge that they have been foolish, that we shall have the glory of being numbered among the saints. They will say, "These are they whom we had sometime in derision. We fools esteemed their lives madness and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.